Hey, SEC family, thank you for joining me today for our devotion. Today I want to talk about how unresolved conflict can steal your joy. One of the most important skills we have to learn in life is how to resolve conflict. It's essential to our happiness. You can be wealthy, you can be attractive, you can be successful, you can be talented, but if your relationships are in turmoil, you are a mess. God recognizes that we're going to have conflict in our lives because the world is broken, like we were talking about last time. Romans 12, verse 17 and 18 says, "Do not repay evil for evil. Be careful to do what's right in the eyes of everyone if it is possible. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." In other words, people are going to push your buttons. Don't you push their buttons back. People are going to attack you. You don't attack back. I'm so glad that God didn't leave out the first two parts and just say, live at peace with everyone. God gives you two caveats. He says, if it is possible, live at peace with everyone. And as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. What is God saying here? I think God's saying that he recognizes that some people you can't live at peace with. They're called the crazy makers in life. And really, it's not your fault. No matter how you try to appease or please, or control, or support, or whatever, they're just a well that cannot be filled up. Their emotional needs are so great, no matter what you do, you can't please them. Ever met anybody like that? People who, no matter what you do, they're just unpleasable. Even God recognizes that some people you just can't live at peace with. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Why does God want us to live at peace with everyone? Well, it's because unresolved conflict has three devastating results and reactions in our life, damaging results. Let's look at the three ways, the three damages that are caused with unresolved conflict in our life. Number one, it blocks my fellowship with God. When I'm at odds with you, I can't be at harmony with God. When I'm distracted, when I'm in conflict with other people, I cannot have a clear connection with God. Did you know that? The Bible says this over and over. 1 John 4:20, if someone says, "I love God," but hates his Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. You cannot be in harmony with God and out of harmony with the people in your life. Second thing it does is it hinders my prayers. It prevents answered prayers. Did you know that? Over and over it says in the scripture, the Bible says, when I have conflict and when there's sin and when there's disharmony in my life, it blocks my prayers. It hinders my prayers. The third thing it does is it hinders my happiness. You cannot be happy and in conflict at the same time. When conflict comes in the front door, happiness goes out the back door in your life. God wants you to do your part. Be a peacemaker. Yes, it is impossible to avoid conflict with every single person in every single situation, but you can always do your part in the peacemaking. And that's where you start. Listen, I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day, and I will see you next time. God bless.